This is a News Laundry podcast, and you're listening to the Awful and Awesome Entertainment Wrap.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Awful and Awesome Entertainment Wrap. I'm Abhinandan Sekri.
And I'm Nainika.
And we are recording today's episode on Wednesday, the 28th of September at 8 o'clock at night. And it's way past my bedtime and I'm really tired.
It's not way past my bedtime. These are normal operating hours for me. So
normal operating hours. And because these are normal operating hours and she has a full-on job. Usually we record this in the afternoon. Me and Raju record it because by evening it's time for my...
bedtime.
Bedtime, yeah.
I'm sorry for keeping you so late.
That's okay. It's fine. So today on the menu, there is Jogi, a film. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Yes.
A film. The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. One
a TV series.
Series,
yes.
Both are one series.
Yeah, it's okay. Rings of Power.
One ad, the Rick Ashley insurance ad, which is something like this. We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. That was one of my favorite songs when I was young. And we will talk briefly. I don't know whether I should wait for Raju to get back or I should discuss this when you're here, because I have it in my notes. It got me thinking. It's an ad about a condom. So I don't know, should I discuss my own age group?
Whatever you are comfortable with.
I'm just thinking that, you know. So, how was your week?
How was my week? Very hectic. I started a new job, so.
Oh! So, although I have seen everything, but I'm so tired, I'll only talk about two or three things. I saw everything.
Everything all at once.
So, I'll just talk about Jogi. The Rick Ashley ad and the ad I'm talking about. The Newsmakers, if we get the time, we can throw that in.
Yeah. And Rahul Srivastava's death.
If we can talk about Rahul Srivastava, he was a newsmaker. We have a lot of emails. So yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we have about 8. Some of them are very short, which is nice. But before we start, just reminding you, please subscribe, pay to keep news free. Our legal fund is still not topped up. We have 3 pending cases. Hearings are coming up. So it would be great if you can help us, because we do not take any ads like other news platforms, and subscribe. Before we start, just reminding you, please subscribe, pay to keep news free. Our legal fund is still not topped up. You must understand, while we don't all the time keep whining about it, we have 3 pending cases, hearings are coming up. So it would be great if you can help us, because we do not take any ads like other news platforms. And subscribe. Click on the link and subscribe. So tell us about Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Oh, you want to start with that? I thought we should start with Jogi, since, you know, you've watched it as well.
Are you trying to rub my face?
Oh, God, no. I want you to have inputs into the conversation, because I'm empathetic to your...
So why didn't you
experience.
Tell us about Jogi first?
I actually... saw Jogi. I saw Diljit Dosanjh in a movie, and I love Diljit Dosanjh, so I decided to watch it. But then I realized it might be a little too intense for me, because, you know, the theme of the movie. So I abandoned it. But Jude was like, hey, you have to watch it. So I did watch it, because I'm very committed.
Tumhara CEO to jaise sab kuch dekh ke aata hai.
But I'm committed. No.
Okay.
So I watched it, and it was not, it didn't, like, again, average, not out of this world. It dealt with the
1984 riots
in Delhi. And Diljit Dosanjh plays this person. He's the young male member in a Sikh family. And they're caught in the middle of this entire situation. So, you know, how the situation progresses, what he does. It's not a factual representation of the details. It doesn't aim to be a biopic. I feel like it's a fictionalized account.
Yeah, it's not based on any...
It's not based
on a true story. Yeah. Although I would imagine that they may have,
might
have
be the
certain things. But yeah, it's based on...
It takes the motives of, like, human suffering that people went through and, you know, puts that into the narrative of all these people trying to come together, save some people. It's supposed to be very heavy on, like, emotionally getting across to you that it was a stressful time, which I understand. It was obviously a stressful time, but I felt like it was very heavy-handed. Emotionally, the motivations of everybody were, like, jumbled. Again, like, when you're taking up an easy like a narratively easy story to pick up. It's pretty easy to say that, hey, you know, human tragedy happened and we're making a story about it. I feel like you can give like a little bit more complexity, more layer to the motivations people have during a time as difficult as this, which I felt like it did not do justice to. Again, it was a very heavy-handed movie, a very heavy-handed its emotional approach.
Yeah, I mean, it is directed by Ali Abbas Zafar.
Yes.
Who actually also directed Mere Brother Ki Dulhan, which is one of the worst films I've ever seen. Gunde.
Which is Mere Brother Ki Dulhan. Oh,
it was,
okay.
A while ago.
Ali Zafar is in it. Ah.
He directed Sultan, which I thought was actually a nice film. And Tiger Zinda Hai.
Sultan is...
But this film definitely does. It's written by Sukhmani Sadana, who's got an interesting kind of profile. She's editor-in-chief of a magazine called Face, F-A-C-E. And she is a Wellam Girls graduate.
Oh.
From Dehradun, my hometown.
Oh.
My hometown, this is my...
Sister school to do now.
Sister school, correct.
Yes.
And also my mother taught there for, 25 odd years. So, it's a story about, like you said, and Trilok Puri, which is where the worst of the riots happened in Delhi. It's set in Trilok Puri. It's how corrupt the cops were and how they were involved in the killings and the massacres, how it was organized. It's about Diljit Dosanjh's family. So, I see you all started taking notes. Very good. Rajshri, I hope you're
learning.
I've
always been taking notes.
Good. I hope you're learning, Rajshri. So, the set design and production design is fantastic.
Actually, I was going to say that. But you know, now the problem with Bollywood movies is they may be set in a certain period, but the production budget is so low that it never looks true to the fact that this existed in that time. But here, the set design, the production design is actually good. It felt like you were in 1984 Delhi.
Exactly.
And people were dressed accordingly. Yeah.
The whole look, they got it quite well. The good things are the... cast, it has, you know, I think three or four of the finest actors that are there right now in the Hindi film industry. The writing and the direction completely lets this film down. And also, personally for me, I identify very closely with the Punjabi side of my family because I'm half Punjabi. So any film to do with the 84 riots, I'm very
drawn towards, close to.
I mean, like I've read, you know, General Brar's book on Brewster. I've read Mark Tully and Satish Jekyll's book on Amritsar. I've pretty much read four or five of the most authoritative books on the Punjab problem, etc. Because I'm just drawn to that because I think it's got so many compelling stories which should be told.
Absolutely.
And this zone deserved a better film.
Absolutely. So, I mean, speaking as someone who's very close to the community that suffered the brunt of whatever happened here. How do you think historical trauma should be narrated on screen? What's a good example of historical trauma being narrated on screen in a way that isn't perverse, but also gets the point across? No sensationalization.
I think Tamas was very good in doing that. It was on Doordarshan. Okay. It's a fantastic series. I think it was a 6-part series.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think...
Tamas was about the...
Partition.
Okay.
I thought Garam Hawa did a fairly good job, although it was very boring. I don't know how today's youth will look at it, but at that time when everything was slow, it was good. But so I think the one thing was there a rewrite? Because of what I've understood from my friends who make films is that one of the most important aspects of a film is the rewrite. Once you've written it, the rewrite really sets the pace and makes it tight.
Put it in shape.
This film, I thought, had the basic thing right. I don't think it ever went through a rewrite, which is why it was just so clumsy.
It exactly wasn't well made enough. And I feel like I'm watching a lot of half well made films. Like this one is like, you know, if somebody genuinely like worked on the script and tried to put it into shape, it could be significantly better, but people just kind of forgot. I will say that it was stitched together well. It wasn't put together haphazardly. The sets look good. So,
yeah, but again, the pace is everything. Just exactly, the motivation of the characters, everything. The movie, and because that goes all over the place, then you're just lost. But certain scenes really moved me, but overall I was irritated. So now we shall review. I'm so tired, so I can't review. Why don't you do this? Oh. Everything, 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 everywhere, all at once. I watched it, but...
Of course, you watched it. For the sake of something, we're pretending that yes. Abhinandan watched
Jannat ki haqeeqat hame maloom hai, lekin dil ko khush rakhne ko ghalib ye khayal acha hai.
Absolutely. Because of Awful and Awesome, I watched a lot of like half-made stuff like Jogi. Like, it's not the best. It's sort of, okay, I can understand. So when I watched Everything Everywhere All at Once, it was just very fresh to see a movie that was very, that was made with a clear emotional motivation, that was put together well, that had elements that were thrown in just for fun and not just for like narratively, it has to serve something.
Interesting. So it's so, okay. I mean, so not that was the
plot. Oh, no, 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 no. You will. I mean, are you an emotional person?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Anyway, so it's supposed to be, I heard a lot of talk about it. People were raving about it a lot. And I went to watch it and I was, you know, I may not, I was like, maybe I wouldn't like it as much because, you know, so many people were praising it. But it's this very tender narration about a parent-child relationship, about what it means to not live out your full potential, what it means to have like a fraught relationship with your father while also having a fraught relationship with your child, and how, you know, it puts you in a spot to understand so much about life, what it means to have a marriage that you're, you know, trying to stay faithful to, even if it is not, even if it is not the best in the world. And
you could say turbulent.
Yes, turbulent.
Because you used fraught, and in the last episode also we used fraught for to describe so any relationship
can,
that was
so, so there's a quota, you can only use fraught.
No, I think we should use different words for different times.
I wasn't aware. I'm so sorry. So
turbulent is what we're using today.
And it's a very tenderly made film. It's about love, and you would really, you know, if you have a stone cold heart, you'd really, it would hopefully thaw it a little.
Yeah, I see the look was
Do you have a stone cold heart?
Well, clearly, the accusatory looks. So you've been listening to too much of Rajshree Sen.
No, but do you think you have a stone cold heart?
No, I don't. Oh. Okay. Please subscribe to NewsGrid and pay to keep news free. Also, 14th and 15th of October, we are having the Media Rumble. So you guys got to be there. Subscribers, you can just come in. But for all else, we're charging very little this time because after 2 years, it's physical again. The last 2 years, it was virtual. Usually our tickets are 500, 800 bucks, but we thought since we're coming back after 2 years, it's, I think, just 100 or 200 bucks. And that too, just so that people who just actually show up, otherwise we block seats and then people don't show up if they don't pay. So, but if you're a subscriber, you don't have to. Lots of journalists are going to be there from around the country. You saw some of them here. Dhanya is going to be there. Josie Joseph is going to be there. The entire team of News Laundry is going to be there. Come say hi. Stay for the session that we have. A screening of a film which you will love. And I'm not sure it's been screened in India that much before. So see you at the Media Rumble. Subscribe and listen to the complete unedited version of this podcast on our podcast player. Download the app. It will be most helpful for you to listen to this podcast smoothly without any problem.
All the News Laundry podcasts are available on Stitcher, iTunes and any other podcast platform.
Please subscribe to News Laundry. Help us keep news independent. Catch all our podcasts on news, pop culture, current affairs and sport. Visit newslaundry.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. And subscribe to our YouTube channel.